And today we're talking with Ashley Goodenow. She's a senior HR representative for a local insurance company here in Portland, Maine, and the VP of College Relations for the HRASM. And by the way, that is the local SHRM chapter here in Portland on the board for College Relations. Ashley, how are you?
Good. How are you, David?
Good. Thank you for being in on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, tell me, what is the HR chapter or of the College Relations? Tell me about that.
Well, St. Joseph's College of Maine right now has a student chapter affiliated with HRASM, as you stated, the local SHRM chapter. And it just gets students involved with the HR profession and allows them to hear current events and what's going on in the community, volunteer opportunities, internship opportunities, just a way for them to get involved.
So is this for seniors, juniors, freshmen? When can they start within this program?
They can actually start as freshmen. So we like to recruit them as freshmen anyways, even business majors, to try to get them involved with the HR major. So we have more HR major graduates coming out of St. Joseph's College.
Now, St. Joseph has an HR program, correct?
They do.
They're one of the few in the state that has an HR program. Is that also correct?
That is correct.
That's great. And so how did you get involved with this? I know you went there to school. So tell me how this all came about.
Yes, a wonderful professor, Beth Richardson. She is the advisor for the HR chapter at St. Joseph's College, and she likes to get students involved. She drags us in through opportunities with real companies in the Portland area, and she invited us to an HR breakfast, and we got to know everyone there, and we're involved.
Now, were you part of the initial group, and when did this group start?
Yes, I was involved. I was a junior when we first started. 2008 was the first year that we started the chapter at St. Joe's, and then we really got involved with it more, meeting everyone at the meetings, actually filling out documentation and getting it registered with the HRASM.
Now, SHRM is a national organization that obviously a lot of HR professionals are part of. Is this like a junior partner to it, or how exactly does this fit into it?
Yes, we try to encourage anyone who signs up to be a student member of the HRASM to also register to be a student member of SHRM, because it provides them with a lot of great information and benefit, especially to all their studies that they do. So we are affiliated with them through HRASM, and you become a student member of SHRM if they wish. And so we do sign up all of the students to SHRM as well.
So what is a benefit to a local person listening in terms of a local company or a local organization that says, hey, we may be looking for top HR professionals that are maybe coming out of school that we can groom and we can move into that role? How does this fit within that?
Exposure and leadership, a couple of the key things. You really get your name, your face out there. You learn about companies, people, networking. You create those relationships throughout college and gain internships, and you really have that base for when you're graduating school, people who already know your name and know your profession and know that you're very interested in the HR. And that helps get jobs. Most of the graduates in the past 3 years have HR jobs right now, all the HR majors.
No, that's great. And so is there internships that go on with this program, or is it just you take the courses and kind of part of the program?
Yes, they're all business majors at St. Joseph's College are required to have an internship, and we really focus on trying to get the HR majors HR internships, specifically through the local HR professionals that are part of HRASM.
Great. So from your perspective, obviously looking back on your, you know, your lengthy, long college career only a few years ago, what did you find is the biggest benefit coming out of it for you?
I think the hands-on experience, they really allow you to get involved with local companies and HR projects that really touch on current HR scenarios and events, whether it's salary surveys, benefit analysis, and you really get to meet local HR professionals.
And that's key. I think certainly I've known you for a number of years since you came through the program, and I think the key has been you've been able to meet people at the chapters and network, and as we all know, networking is key to finding a job, so I think that that's a critical area. So I know we're talking here about some of the points of the HR program. Tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the key areas that you think are important in terms of this program.
I think there's a number of things. Teamwork, volunteer opportunities, as we've mentioned, the top thing is just the networking, the interaction with everyone, you really get to see what HR does outside of a textbook, the type of people that are in the career that are going to be helping you, hiring you, working with you. Or if you go into business in a different sector, you know, you're always going to have HR. And so it really gives you that feeling.
Now, I know that during the session, if I'm not mistaken, there are special projects that the class does, and that can be sometimes done for local companies. So give me an example, one or two that maybe have been done, and what areas you covered, so that makes somebody out there saying, hey, I'd really like to maybe have that done for my company, and I can talk to the school about that.
Definitely. Well, whether it's a compensation class, a benefits class, through HR recruiting, staffing class, we try to focus on those projects through local companies. So we've done projects for Hannaford, L.L. Bean, Woodard & Curran, a lot of larger local companies, some smaller nonprofits. And they're anything from a benefits analysis of what they have and what they could use, looking through their recruiting systems, whether it's a Taleo or a PeopleSoft, and seeing kind of the benefits of each, you know, salary grades, salary ranges, really hands-on, in-depth HR experience that you wouldn't necessarily get until you're an HR representative or generalist.
This kind of gives you a look into what the work ethics and what the areas are that are important in HR, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I agree with that.
So from a work ethics perspective, did you find that it was long extra hours? How did you go about handling that along with your coursework?
Well, you really have to work with the company. So you have the manager or the staff member that you're working with through a company. You really have to be on their schedule as well as your own. You have classes during the day, but you have to work on this during the day, evening, weekends, whenever they're available too. And you really have to work from a company's timeline perspective and realize that it's a lot more stringent than necessarily a college schedule. And they have deadlines of their own. So you have to get this in. You're presenting to VPs of HR, business partners, executives. So you're, you know, presenting these projects to really important people at the end, and you want it to look good so your name looks good, and it's a great resume builder, and it really gets you out there, and it proves to, you know, companies that are hiring or whatnot that you have the leadership initiative to take on the project and, you know, succeed with it.
Are these projects individual based, or are they teams, or how does that work? And if they are teamwork, how does that, you know, what did you take away from that from a team perspective?
All of the projects I worked on personally were team projects. There's a few that are more personal, like one-on-one if they're smaller projects, but the larger ones are team. And it's just getting involved with a team and bringing in the outside members as the local companies. You actually have to work with employees of these companies, and that's different than working with students. You know, they're probably usually older than us, more experienced. They have master's degrees.
Older than you? How could
they
that
are.
Be?
And like I said, they sometimes they're VPs, or, you know, sometimes they are recent college grads as well that we're working with. So we have a lot of experience and depth to what we're learning and putting together, and just understanding how quote unquote real company works, you know, while you're still in school is a great benefit. And you just really got to take away the leadership, the work ethic, and knowing that, you know, you have your day-to-day tasks, but you also have projects that spur up any point in time, and you have to get those done as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You talk about the hierarchy at organizations, yes. The VP, the CEO, the CFO, the senior VP of HR. Those are all people that sometimes when you get out of school, you feel like, oh my God, they're so high up in the company. And, you know, I don't know if I can talk to them or have conversations with them. And this kind of gives you an insight into making them human, and that you know, can make that conversation. Did you have that takeaway?
Yes, we did. And it's great that they wanted to come watch, you know, college students present these projects. It gives you that sense of, you know, feeling, oh, I feel good about this. You know, they want to see me. It's nerve-wracking at the same time. But you have them there, and they're really interested, and they value what you have to say, even when you're not in the working world yet. So it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, you work with profit and nonprofit companies, both.
Correct.
And they both have their own unique structures. What do you think about the difference between the two?
There's definitely a structure difference and organizational difference, I would say, too. Things are definitely different. You know, you can have a VP at a large corporate company who's at the same level as a supervisor or manager from a nonprofit, just because they do all of the same tasks. So really understanding, you know, the world of nonprofit encompasses everything that a corporation does. But there's a lot fewer people typically doing the jobs.
And do you think that nonprofits are prevalent a lot here in Maine, especially in the Portland market. Do you think that this program could help, you know, people who are coming through to go into the nonprofit world?
I think so, and I think they really try to break it up, profit, non-for-profit companies that come in, and it gives us that sense of, you know, where you would want to go, where you would want to work for, and a lot of times it's that feel-good feeling, I guess you could say, if you help a nonprofit and really seeing what they're doing and who they're doing it for. So there's definitely a good variety.
And we're here with Ashley Goodnow, and she is a senior HR representative and the VP of College Relations for the HRASM board. And we'll be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Is it time for you to own your own business? Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care, is assigning franchises with protected territories across America at an affordable cost. Visiting Angels franchises send experienced caregivers to non-medical home care to thousands of adults nationwide, so they won't have to move into a nursing home. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. You'll receive initial training and years of ongoing guidance, including teleconference training workshops. Thousands of home care client leads are distributed to franchisees each month from national advertising on the internet and radio. Speak to our 300 franchisees to learn how this senior home care franchise has changed their lives. Call Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. Look us up on the web at www.livingassistance.com. For a Visiting Angels franchise or home care for a loved one, call 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels toll-free at 877-374-LIVE, L-I-V-E.
Hey y'all, this is Stephen Cochran. As a country artist, I have traveled around this great country of ours, often meeting our brave men and women in uniform. And as a Marine and veteran of both the Iraq and Afghan conflict, I know how important it is to thank our troops who defend our freedom each and every day. One of the best ways to thank them is to give their children and spouses the gift of education. Scholarships for 2 years, 4 years, and vocational school. This is exactly what a national charity, Thanks USA, does. Please go to their website, www.thanksusa.org, to make a generous donation to the Thanks USA Scholarship Fund for the families of the troops, and I thank you.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 psi of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
And we're back with Ashley Goodnow. Ashley, welcome back.
Thank you.
So look, you're a recent college grad. You got out of St. Joseph's College and did very well. Tell me what is it really like for kids today? They're graduating. As a matter of fact, they're just graduating. What's it really like to find a job?
Well, for me, I would say maybe a little easier. I was very fortunate by knowing people, and I always tell people it's not necessarily what you know, it's who you know. You need to have that degree under your belt as well, but I was very fortunate to work for some great people throughout college, and keeping those connections and those relationships, as we were talking about earlier, it's key to anything, I really think, and getting those jobs. And I've even seen it with some of the people I've graduated with and that have graduated this year. You know, it's really the networking, who you know, getting into the company, having that extra word behind you.
Well, gosh, you know, I've been saying this for years. At CMA, we've been talking about the fact that networking is really 80% of finding a job. Mm-hmm. It's 20% about what you know, and it's 80% about who you're going to connect with and who you're going to know. And using the social media like LinkedIn and some of the other tools that are out there are just critical today. And, you know, some people say to themselves, well, do I really have to be on that? I'm putting myself out there. You do, right?
Oh, yes. And you want to make sure it's clean and fun. And you just need to be careful with that. And that's the one thing we're very fortunate our school stressed from day one freshman year, you know, be careful what you put out there. And it will affect you because it's used so strongly these days for recruiting.
Well, you know, companies are looking at Facebook and Twitter mm-hmm. and LinkedIn and some of the other maybe non-traditional sites to see what people are all about. And, you know, so when you were looking for a job, I'm sure we're keeping all those very careful to the vest. But tell me about some of the networking you did. And I'm sure part of this HR program was a key strategy. But tell me about some of the other networking you did and how you found a job.
Yeah, certainly. As I stated, I was in a job and I knew the owner of that company. I just got to know him, keep a good relationship and, you know, prove my worth for that company. And when I was looking for an internship junior year in college, I reached out to him and asked if he knew any local companies that were looking for HR internships. And he provided me with his company, which was wonderful. And I got in there. And through that, I was able to network with individuals at that company. And they really pushed HRASM, the chapter, as well. And that's when I really started getting into it and met yourself. And
that was key.
It was. And everyone else there, which has been great and just helpful and kind of that swift kick that you need every once in a while. Go this direction, look this way, really, or go meet this person. And I've been very fortunate to have a good relationship with the past president and president today of HRASM. And they've really helped me meet new people and open my eyes. And that's been the key to finding the job, I would say. It's just I found my current job by listening to someone and they said, hey, check this out. You know, there's a job opening, and next thing you know, I'm there.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that finding a job is simply going on a job board, you know, because there's plenty of them out there, and just searching all day on jobs and sending an application in online and waiting for the phone to ring. Waiting for the phone. And why doesn't it ring? I don't understand. I sent them my resume.
You need more patience.
It's very patient. Patiently unemployed. So, you know, I mean, obviously you know that's not factually true, but
right.
Do you see it in your colleagues in terms of some of your friends and so forth who thought that might be the way?
Certainly. And others have looked out to me for advice because they've seen me go from one job to another that I was really passionate about. And they're like, you know, how did you do that? How did you find that? I've been posting here and there and no phone calls. And, you know, it's my thing is look for a company that you really want to work for and go to that company and apply. Don't just apply for every HR generalist position you see. Network, and that's, as you stated, 80% of any job. You know, if you want to know this company and you want to get into it, meet the people, reach out to them, not give me a job.
You know, online provides you the ability to research companies in a way you never could. Between LinkedIn and, you know, CMA has Career Workspace,
right,
where we have Hoover's database and some of the others that are out there. I mean, these are a way you can find information, but there's still nothing that is as important as that one-on-one touch, and that's the key.
Exactly.
You know, the other thing you talked a little bit about is internships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people might say, internships? What does that mean? So tell me about your internship and what that was all about.
What really is that base job? You know, most internships don't really require a degree right off the bat. They know you're still in school. They're able to work with your schedule, whether it's 5 hours a week, 10 hours, 30 hours a week, you're able to put in for that company. And yeah, sometimes it is the, you know, punching paper type work, but you're really learning about whatever you're in. I was very fortunate to go for have an internship for a small company, and I've really got to experience all aspects of HR. It's a huge umbrella from compensation, benefits, payroll, to employee relations, training. You know, I really got to experience a piece of that. So it's just the experience of the job that you're going to be in one day.
Well, that practical experience is invaluable, which you can put on your resume when you're graduating. And it's not just I did my academic portion and I did, you know, I have my degree, but there's actually practical experience that you can take away. And some people ask, you know, is temp jobs or things like that important? And we tell them the fact is, yes, they are, because it's just as important as internships. It's just as important as part-time work, because it shows some initiative.
Yeah.
And I think that that's critical in terms of that area. You know, one of the other things you talked about here in terms of the chapter is the fact that, you know, it is in volunteer opportunities that are out there. So tell me about volunteerism and how that works in terms of the resume and how important that really is.
I mean, I think it's just as important sometimes as an internship, especially when you're just coming out of college or you're a recent college grad. It just shows that initiative, the drive, especially if you're volunteering for, you know, a local company and getting out there, depending on if it's an HR volunteer opportunity or if it's volunteering for the local soup kitchen. You're getting out there, you're showing drive, initiative, willingness to become a leader and to help out and do extra, take that extra mile.
A lot of people say, but I love my weekends. I love my time off at night.
I mean,
you know, how important is it to do these things versus, you know, hey, it's my senior year, it's fun time.
And I think that's a mentality for a lot of students, and we all want that, that's for sure. But it's great to have this on your resume and to take that one Saturday a month or 1 hour every Saturday and go volunteer or help out. It shows that you are willing to give up that piece to show your importance in your profession and what you're really into and want to strive to be. And I think that's a great thing. And, you know, you can volunteer at any age. It can be your senior year in high school, freshman year in college, could be 30, 40, 50, it doesn't matter. Volunteering is going to help you individually and your resume.
That's great. So what is your favorite part of HR?
Oh, boy. Well, being a generalist or representative, HR representative, I really enjoy right now everything, because I'm finding little niches about each aspect, which is great. And hopefully one day become specialist in one area. But I really enjoy the, you know, diversity in everything I do, you know, from employee relations topics to training and just helping people, I think, is the biggest part of HR that I enjoy.
What do you think is the most important function of HR?
I think communication, to be honest. I know it's not as specific of an actual piece of HR underneath, but you really have to communicate to all levels of the organization, whether it is an intern, a VP, an SVP, CEO. It's knowing that at any point in time, any day, you may have to communicate a complicated issue to any person in the company. So just really knowing the company and being aware of the surroundings, the policies, the procedures, the people, and, you know, having fun with it in a good way.
You know, people's, you know, it's funny, we were talking about having this show, the HR Power Hour, and a number of people went, you're going to talk an hour about HR? Oh. And I said, no, it's going to be fun.
It is.
And I'm sure the people out there will tell me if it really is. But it's an important aspect of everyday life. And, you know, it's people, right? It's what people make companies.
It's people. And you have to have fun with people. You can't always be serious and strict. And there's rules to follow at times. But honestly, I think HR professionals that I know are some of the funnest people in the company. More fun people.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Well, we like to have fun.
A good
There's
time.
No question. Yeah. Well, Ashley, thank you very much for being on the show today. I appreciate it. And you've provided a lot of information. Hopefully, a lot of college grads out there will start to think about what's important. And
network. Thank you so much for
You're
having
very
me.
Very welcome. Have a good night.